On the rugged west side of Bowen Island is a landscape that hosts some of the rarest and most ecologically sensitive terrain in the region. The shoreline, bluffs and forests of Cape Roger Curtis offer so much to see and experience, unique plant communities dominated by arbutus, shore pine, Douglas fir, and maritime juniper, the ephemeral Hoosar Creek, and a stunning rocky foreshore where, with some luck, one might glimpse an orca or humpback whale. Every time I visit this place, I am astounded that we still have the opportunity to preserve and protect such an area, while letting residents from Bowen Island and the mainland experience and appreciate its many charms. As chair of Metro Vancouver's Regional Parks Committee, I am passionate about adding more land into our park system so that it can be protected and enjoyed for generations to come. Metro Vancouver is proposing to establish a new regional park at Cape Roger Curtis that would take nearly 100 hectares of land out of private ownership, connect it with neighboring protected areas and nature trails, and provide people with a truly unique place to reap the many mental and physical benefits of connecting with nature. We know that Bowen Islanders are passionately protective of the incredible island they call home, and have heard concerns about overnight use, transportation, fire protection, and park management. We know Cape Roger Curtis holds a special place in the heart of the community, and we are here to listen and work with the community to shape the vision for the proposed park. The first of three phases of public engagement is now underway and will last until March 20. The feedback we receive during this time will be incorporated at each step in the park development and rezoning processes. I encourage you to participate. Metro Vancouver has a proven track record of over five decades of responsible park planning, natural resource management, and operations at our 23 regional parks, 5 greenways, 2 ecological conservancy areas, and 2 regional park reserves. This includes Crippen Regional Park on Bowen Island, and we would bring our wealth of experience and resources to ensure the proposed park receives the highest level of care and stewardship. Metro Vancouver has an extensive history with campgrounds, too, which are available at 6 regional parks and are an invaluable way to immerse young people, families, and others in nature. The initial vision for the proposed park includes both day and overnight use, and we will work with the community to determine the number, type, and location of overnight facilities within the park. Recreational vehicle and trailer camping would not be allowed, and open fires would be prohibited. If a fire did break out, our park staff are trained and equipped to respond and would be supported by Metro Vancouver's seasoned team of watershed firefighters who regularly work with BC Wildfire Service and are highly experienced with wildfire in the region and across the province. Accessing nature without a vehicle can be a major barrier and an equity issue. The proposed park at Cape Roger Curtis provides an opportunity for residents of Metro Vancouver to access, closer to home, a landscape usually only found on the Gulf Islands or southern Vancouver Island. Our focus will be on getting people to the park using sustainable transportation and public transit. Metro Vancouver will work with TransLink to see how bus service can be extended directly to the site, and will also consider shuttle buses like those already in place for other regional parks. We are also speaking with BC Ferries regarding ferry capacity. The prospects for Cape Roger Curtis are exciting and inspiring, but we are still very early in the planning process. There remains much consultation and technical study left to do, to make sure we strike the balance of protecting natural areas while connecting people to nature. Participating in the public engagement will help us understand the wants and needs of your community, and will help shape the proposed park concept. Cape Roger Curtis is an incredible opportunity for us all, and I welcome your input as we work to conserve this glorious natural area, for Bowen Islanders and residents of the wider region alike, in perpetuity. John McEwen is the Vice Chair of Metro Vancouver's Board of Directors, Chair of the Regional Parks Committee, and Mayor of the Village of Anmore.